Of course Gaddafi isn't leaving. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I think I know why Libya's ruler is refusing to leave. It's because, and I looked this up, Libya is a perfect utopian society. When Colonel Muammar Gaddafi took over in 1969, he was only a captain then, by the way, he set up a new form of government that was better than ordinary democracy. There was no executive or legislative branch, which he felt would only get in the way, but rather a system of local committees. That's why he never had to promote himself above colonel. When the people rule themselves, they don't need a leader with a fancy title. So in Libya, you have the ultimate in limited government, plus a vigorous Second Amendment, because, to quote the speech that Gaddafi's son delivered on Sunday, quote, "We are all armed, even the thugs and the unemployed." What could go wrong? The same son also ad-libbed a series of reforms, including a better national anthem and an improved flag. Sounds promising. Unfortunately for us, as Libya's utopian system undergoes this latest correction, its oil fields are starting to shut down, which could mean $4 gas again. Happily, we have a robust national energy policy, which goes roughly like this. We refuse to pay higher gas taxes to our own government to encourage alternatives to oil, but cheerfully send more gas money to various foreign countries. Meantime, back in Utopia, the colonel was reassuring the happy people,
saying he had been planning to join supporters at a rally, but it started raining.
Yes, and so it is that our family budgets depend on a colonel who's afraid the rain will melt him and his clueless son. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.